package of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Oh, just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
So why not all in Revlon?
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time with greetings from Red Foley and the entire company. But first tonight, we bring you that fast comedian. By fast, we mean the sponsors haven't caught up with him yet. Red Skelton.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, everybody. Hello there, microphone.
Hello there, Skelton.
Yeah.
My, but you got a nice reception tonight.
Yeah, don't you wish you were a comedian?
Yes, don't you?
Yeah. Listen, I won't be bothered with you much longer. I understand the television's just around the corner. Ah, television, there's the thing. You drop a quarter in a slot and you get Jack Benny. Drop a half a dollar in a slot, you get Fred Allen. Drop a dollar in a slot, you get Red Skelton. 95 cents change. I really feel great tonight, though. I've been out riding all afternoon my new airplane. I got a Sally Rand plane. Two fans and it takes off anywhere. I don't know, everything... Pardon me. Oh, gee, now here I have to go mess up things. And fellow looking me over tonight for a Major Bowles unit. But everything's aviation nowadays. Even time flies. I just heard that Grover Whalen flew out to the San Francisco World Fair opening today, and he put a big sign up over the gate that says, Main entrance, 3,122 miles east. I don't know. They're much funnier on paper for some reason. Okay, but that's the life of a pilot. Every morning at 6, ice-cold shower, going up about 5,000 feet in the air and then back down to another ice-cold shower. Oh, boy, there's nothing like it. Of course, I don't do it, but there's nothing like it. Last week, I flew out to Hollywood. You know what Hollywood is. That's where people get married for better or for worse, but not for long. Well, now, all marriages are not like that out there. There's a friend of mine out in Hollywood got married, and I understand that he loves his wife so much, he's going to hold her over the second week. I really flew out. I laugh myself at times to keep from getting lonesome. I really flew out, though, to see the preview of the new picture that I'm in, Pygmalion. I have a big part in the banquet scene. I'm the pig. Of course, the critics said I couldn't have been hammier. Really a marvelous picture. And when I came on the screen, no kidding, you could hear the people laughing across the street. Marx Brothers' picture was playing there. Really, Hollywood's a lovely place, though.
Hey, Skelton.
Yes.
It's time for Phil Davis to play a number.
Well, the microphone telling me where to get off at. I go for that. It's the name of the number they're going to play. Play it, Phil.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, consider this question for just a moment and see if it doesn't sound reasonable to you. Why pay more for your cigarettes when you can get finest quality in Avalon's for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular priced brands? Now, isn't that a logical question? Not that you can't afford it, mind you, but why pay that extra money on every pack you smoke when it isn't necessary? When you can get the high quality you demand in Avalon's for 3 to 5 cents less. And just one pack of Avalon's will prove to you, without question, that they are a superior quality cigarette. They're 100% union made from the world's finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Smoothly blended to give you a mellow, mild, truly enjoyable smoke. That's why you'd never guess they cost you less. What more could you possibly demand in a cigarette? Superfine tobaccos, a superior blend, at a real saving. It's no wonder millions upon millions of people are switching to Avalon's. The next time, why don't you ask for Avalon's and save the difference? Here's, folks, the singing star of Avalon Time, Red Foley.
Well, howdy, Del. Howdy, folks. And to be different, hello, Red Skelton.
Well, hello there, Red Foley. How are you?
Say, how about starting a how-to-get-in-your-song department, huh?
Well, that suits me, son. Matter of fact, I'm kind of worried about how I'm going to get into this song tonight.
Yeah, you know? Well, what do you say?
Oh, over on the next page.
Oh, my eyes are bad. I need glasses with beer in them. Don't worry, though. We'll get you into something. What song are you going to sing tonight, Ray?
Well, I'm going to sing those funny old hills.
You're into it. Sing it, boy.
That's it.
I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing lady ole. And funny old hills sing back to say, lady, old lady, old lady, old lady, I'm far away. I love the foothills beyond the plain. They love to echo my lonely refrain. I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing lady ole,
lady ole.
And the funny old hills sing back to say, lady ole, lady ole, lady ole,
lady ole,
bound for away. Now I've got no gal, got no pal to keep me company. Only got the funny old hills singing along with me. But I'm happy and it's there I long to stay, singing lady ole,
lady ole.
While the funny old hills sing back and say, lady ole, lady ole, lady ole. Bound for away, bound for away.
Ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time in the life of every woman when a man needs $10. As we tune into Red Skelton's office, we find that his secretary finds that time has come. Let's listen.
I don't see why you don't owe me $10.
No, I won't lend you $10. You don't pay your bills.
Oh.
And you've got three guys from the finance company living with you now.
Yeah. You wish my uncle was out of Sing Sing. He'd make me some money. No? By the way, is there any fan mail?
Well, there's a postcard from the chief of police in Vincennes, Indiana.
Well, fetch him home.
He wants a new picture. Ooh. He says the one he has now is so old that the numbers are worn off.
Yeah. Well, I can save 3 cents on that deal. I'm going to Vincennes tomorrow. I'll just hand it to him. Just think. I left Vincent 6 years ago, a barefooted boy.
Well, it's a fine time to go back after your shoes.
Say, going home. Maybe they'll have a committee down the depot to meet me, huh?
You want me to wire the mayor and tell him what train you'll be under?
Yeah. Listen, mister, well, I'll have you to understand I don't ride under trains. I hang on the back. It's safer. Gee, I got to get $10 someplace. I don't know. Well, hello there, Professor. Come on in. I'm really glad to see you. Say, you know, how are you? Oh, you got a reception tonight. Say, it's always good to see an old face, but up till now, I never realized how old yours was.
Thank you, man.
Say, you look great tonight, Professor.
Yes, I've been on a vacation.
Well, death takes a holiday. Well, what's on your mind, Professor, besides the toupee that looked like a vulture's nest? Huh?
I have a question to ask you when I can find my place in the script.
Screwball, no wonder you got your script upside down. You're reading it upside down, too.
Yes, and it's very difficult. But what is a husband?
A husband?
Yes, sir.
A husband is a sweetheart after the nerves have been killed.
Thank you so much. Have you ever been sick in bed with a doctor?
Yes, I have.
Must have been crowded.
Oh, that professor, he's really a nice fellow. He was born in a fog that never lifted. Say, speaking of fogs, Miss Stillwell, do you think you could see your way clear to let me have that $10?
Oh, sure. I'll lend you $10 if you can give me the right kind of security.
Well, what kind of security do you want?
A letter from the King of Siam in your right eye.
Oh, well, if you don't want to loan me $10, that's up to you. Maybe the sponsor, Mr. Avalon, will loan me. That's nothing like calling.
Number, please.
Oh, operator, hello, is that you, Mert? Thought she was on Fibber's program. Say, get me Mr. Avalon, the sponsor, and get the number quick like they do in the movies.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Avalon, this is Red Skelton.
No!
Did you get your party?
Yeah, I got my party, but I didn't get my $10. Gee, I wish I had my drums out of hock, I'd hock them. Say, that sounds like my mother out in the hall. Hey, what are you doing out there, Mom? Come on in.
Oh, I couldn't tell which office was yours.
Oh, gee, Mom, I want you to meet my secretary.
Hello. Oh, I'm glad to know you. Richard talks about you all the time, Miss Screwball.
Yeah, wait a minute. Her name's Stillwell.
But you always call her.
I know. Gee, Mom, you embarrass me.
I embarrass you? Well, you're asking all those nice people for $10. Why don't you borrow it from Uncle Fred? Fred's my brother, Miss Stillwell. He's a doctor, and he saved Richard's life once.
Yeah, I was sick, and we sent for him, and he didn't come.
Why, Richard, he sat up with your case for 3 days.
Yeah, and then he finished it all by himself.
Now, young man, you're getting too smart. Don't think you're too big to be whipped.
Oh, gee, Mom, you talk to me like I was a little boy.
And what do you want with $10?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I wanted it for dear old Dad, you see.
Oh, for his dear old Dad.
Yeah.
Richard. Well.
Oh, Mr. Skelton, why didn't you say so? I'll lend you the $10.
You will? Gee, that's fine. I hope it's not too late. Hello, give me Brian, 7900, will you? Hello, this is Red Skelton. $10 to win on Pop.
And sisters, you ain't seen nothing until you see them stopping at the Savoy. Stop it out, Phil. Ha ha ha! One of the nicest places to be, says Jeanette, is between a kiss and a sigh. Bob Strong arranged it for her. When you're about to make a purchase and a friend says to you,
"Listen, I can get it for you much cheaper. Are you interested?"
Friends, I'll guarantee you'll reply,
"Interested? Why, I should say so. That'll save me money."
And you're absolutely right. When you can get identically the same quality for less, you want that saving. Then why not use this same smart thinking when you buy cigarettes? Smoke Avalon's, the outstanding cigarette value on the market today. Avalon's give you highest quality, yet they cost 3 to 5 cents less than other popular priced brands. And when you can get the high quality you demand in a cigarette for 3 to 5 cents less per pack, why shouldn't you take advantage of that saving? Friends, give Avalon's a trial. They're 100% union made from the world's choicest Turkish and domestic tobaccos. You could want no finer quality cigarettes, regardless of price, regardless of brand. That's why you'd never guess they cost you less. The next time, forget price habit. Give your thrifty judgment a chance. Ask for Avalon cigarettes.
And don't forget your chain.
Mary Jane, I took your line like that. I couldn't resist it. So say, how about going out tonight and we'll have a bite to eat, huh?
Oh, I'd love to,
What
Rex?
Time?
Oh, about 8 o'clock.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Woo!
Oh, so you're going to take Mary Jane to dinner?
Yeah.
All right, then, go ahead. And I hope she makes you pay the check.
Now, wait a minute, Lammy.
Well, looks like Lammy took it on the Lammy.
Yeah.
Say, you know, it looks pretty serious when your secretary gets jealous.
Yeah, but you know, Del, it's a funny thing. The skeletons have always been cursed with jealous secretaries. But back in ancient Egypt, in the year of 52 B.C., that's before cigarettes, I might add Avalon cigarettes, the sponsors are here tonight, the Pharaoh Skelton had the most jealous secretary of them all.
Oh, I remember reading about Pharaoh Skelton in history. Hmm. Say, if you don't mind, Red, I'll turn back the pages of history for you, and you can tell the story.
Okay, Del.
Hey,
ancient Egypt. The time, 52 B.C. We see Pharaoh Skelton and his secretary approaching Cleopatra's palace. They're riding across the desert on a huge white elephant.
Egypt must be heaven, 'cause my mummy comes from there.
The desert. Nothing but sand, sand, sand. I've never seen so much sand in all my life.
Yeah, and you're just looking at the top of it. Oh, what a great spot for a spinach farm.
Boy, this elephant sure is slow. Mm-hmm. He isn't a thoroughbred, is he?
Shh, not so loud. Don't let the elephant hear you say that. He's just a mongrel, but he thinks he's sacred. Maybe I better talk to him. How you doing down there, Elf? You think you'll make it?
Yeah, but my feet are killing me. Better get me some water.
Okay, Elf. Hey, Salome Stillwell, pull into that oasis.
Where?
Over there, the first Nile to the right. Say, that attendant Spaz looks familiar. Why, it's Pharaoh Foley. Hiya, Foley.
Hiya, Skelton. How many gallons do you want?
I'll fill her up.
Slow filling, man.
Yes, it is.
Oh, sure, it's a hot day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So hot the water on my knee is boiling. Say, it's a nice place you have here, Foley. Is that a new pyramid over there?
No, it took them 3,000 years to build that one.
Oh, must have been a government job. Say, what are those slaves doing over there in the hot sun?
Why, they're building a sphinx. You know, everybody thinks they're beautiful, but confidentially, it's sphinx.
Yeah, that's my line. What happened here? What is this? Well, I'll be seeing you, Pharaoh Foley.
So long, Pharaoh Stelton.
Say, that reminds me, Salome Stillwell, you better set that hourglass back an hour. We're having daylight slaving time here.
I better set it back 2 hours. It's running fast. Somebody put quicksand in it.
Ah, look, there's Cleopatra's palace. And there's Cleo sitting on her big balcony.
Are you really going up to see that siren?
They're still laughing. Repeat it again.
Are you really going to see that siren?
Siren? Did you ever see her? She's the whole fire department.
Well, I hope she puts you out.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Whoa!
You really stopped that elephant, didn't you? Well, I'm going up to see Cleo now. You take that elephant over to the stable and give him a rub down.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Wait a minute. I'm still the master. You salam me.
What?
Salam me, salam me.
Okay, brother, you asked for it.
You're fired. See you later.
Oh, so I'm fired. Well, I'll fix him. I'll tell Mark Antony that he's up there wooing Cleopatra.
Oh, there you are, Cleopatra, fair queen of all Egypt, the ruler of the Nile.
Scram, bum.
Yeah.
I got a headache designed for a horse. I was on a party last night with Mark Antony. Oh, what a headache.
Overindulgence, eh?
Nope, over in Rome. Now listen, bum.
Bum, you don't love me no more, eh? Well, tomorrow morning they'll drag the Nile from my body. But it won't be there. It'll be home in bed. Oh, Cleo, my beautiful Cleo.
Hey, but what are you doing?
I'm running my hands through your beautiful hair.
Well, bring it over here and I'll put it on.
Shall I bring your teeth, too?
They are, Mark Antony.
Uh-oh.
Great heavens, Pharaoh Skelton, he'll kill you. He's a maniac. The only thing he cares about is power and money.
Money, money. Oh, Mark Antony, don't kill me. I'm a poor man, but an honest man. That's why I'm a poor man. Don't kill me. I haven't much money, but I'll give you all the money I've got. How much do you want?
Well, goodness me, I don't know. Do you think 25 cents would be too much?
The best things in life are free. Well, almost free. Red Foley and the Avalon Chorus prove it with Penny Serenade.
Once I strayed neath the window of a lovely, lovely lady, and she smiled while I softly played my Penny Serenade.
See, 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 you can hear it for a penny. See, see,
her eyes shone the tender dawn of love and sweet surrender. As for me, in my heart I played a lover's serenade. Divine, she was mine, no word had been spoken. When I woke from my dream, she was gone, my poor heart was broken. Still I pray that wherever she may be, she will remember in her heart. Can serenade. Just a penny serenade.
Next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. Funny Old Hills is from Paris Honeymoon, and I Go For That is from St. Louis Blues. Del King speaking. Good night, everybody.
Remember, folks, you'd never guess Avalon's cost you only 10 cents per pack.
National Broadcasting Company.